Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Cam Newton has tipped the motivational scale the other way. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Okay, I've read all the stories, listened to all the commentary, and watched all the highlight tapes on Cam Newton signing with the New England Patriots. My conclusion? Perfect match. Sure, Newton is coming off two injury-plagued seasons with the Carolina Panthers, but that also gave him almost 2 years to heal his wounds and rest his body. He could be in the best shape ever. Yes, Newton might get hurt again, but at 31, he is less likely to suffer a serious injury than 43-year-old Tom Brady, whose new team does not have the 20 years of tradition, practice, and knowledge how to keep him out of harm's way. So in my mind, that's a wash. Before Newton signed for a league minimum of $1 million plus $7 million worth of potential incentive bonuses, Brady had all the motivation to prove he could win without Bill Belichick in the Patriot way. But now that scale tips toward Cam and his new team. Newton wants to prove he can still play at the highest level in the NFL. The Pats are thirsting to show they can still be the most dominant franchise in the league without TB12. To me, that's 2-1 in New England's favor. With the wild card being, can the Buccaneers develop that winning attitude in one season? Not sure on that. Over the years, the Patriots and Brady have won by throwing 50 TD passes, long bombs, dink and dunks, and more lately by running the ball and playing tough defense. With a dual threat like Newton, do we really know what to expect from them now? Plus, suddenly, Brady is not the headlines every day. Sure, he is still big news by the Bay, but Newton signing with a Super Bowl perennial contender is the fresh story, and since we don't know how he will fit in with his new team, he will remain the biggest story until the season starts and we find out what kind of a marriage it will be. Remember when Newton was playing lights out as the mouth of the South? Just what happens if he channels that bravado onto the field and becomes the new Beast of the East? Can't wait to find out. This is Archansky. See ya.